Part 2A. In this part, you will hear three long conversations, A, B, and C. Before each conversation, you will hear a short description of the situation. The situation is also printed in your test booklet. Each conversation will be followed by three questions. The questions are also printed in your test booklet. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The conversations and questions will be played only once. Now, let's begin. A. Situation. A student is meeting with a tutor at the university's study support center.
Good morning, Saudi. How can I help you today?
Good morning, Mr. Hughes. I'm required to meet with my career counselor next week, but I'm wondering if I can delay it.
Really? Why do you want to do that? You know it's important to talk about your career with your counsellor, don't you?
Yes, but I'm taking a biology class and we're going to the ocean to do field work next week.
Oh, but that's optional. You can participate in other field work next month. Can't you just go next month instead?
I can, but the field work next month is going to be at a lake. I'm more interested in the ocean. I'm going to write my graduation thesis about bacteria in the ocean. I don't want to miss this opportunity.
I see. Then what would you like me to do?
Is there any way that I can move the career counselling to the following week?
Just a moment. There's an official process for changing your counselling schedule. Let me check our policy on that.
Would you like me to come back later today? If so, I'll go to the library and drop by here again this afternoon.
No, I just need a few minutes to look through the policy manual. Please wait for just a minute or two.
Oh, great. That would help. I need to make a decision today.
OK, it says here that you can delay counselling for 1 week if you get a letter from your professor. You're studying under Professor Stephen, aren't you? You have to get permission from him.
Oh, that's good. I'll go and talk to him right away. Thank you for your advice, Mr. Hughes.
Questions. Number 26. Why does the student want to put off career counselling? Number 27. What does the tutor recommend that Saudi do? Number 28. What does the policy manual say about delaying counseling? B. Situation. A student is talking to a professor in her office. Excuse me, but could I talk to you about something?
Sure, but I only have a few minutes before I have to leave for my next class.
Actually, I'm thinking about dropping your class.
Oh, I see. What makes you want to give up on my class?
Well, as you know, it's taught in English. English is my second language, and I'm having a hard time keeping up.
Oh, really? Your English seems to be quite good. I've been reading your assignments, and your work isn't bad.
I have some confidence in writing, but I'm not good at listening. It's really hard for me to understand the lectures.
Well, the terminology in corporate accounting is difficult. I can see why you might have some trouble with the words.
I really feel that I need to improve my language abilities. For the time being, I think I'll study English and then retake the course again next year.
Okay, I understand your situation. But you don't have to decide on anything now. There are 2 more weeks till the deadline. Why not wait until then to decide?
I guess I could do that.
There's one more thing. Did you know that I have a website where I post the outlines for each lecture?
No, I didn't know that. Is it available to anyone?
Of course. If you read these notes carefully before each lecture, it'll make a big difference. You can check the list of technical terms in the lecture beforehand, too.
Okay, I'll try doing that. Let me ask one more thing. Is it okay if I record the lectures?
Sure, that's no problem. If you stick with it for a few weeks, I'm sure it'll get much easier.
Questions. Number 29. How does the professor respond when the student asks her for some time? Number 30. What was the student planning on doing before talking to the professor? Number 31. What does the professor encourage the student to do? C. Situation. Two students are talking to their professor about writing a research paper.
Please have a seat. What seems to be the problem?
Well, it's about the research paper you assigned to us last week.
Oh, I see. How are you doing on it?
Well, I'm afraid I don't have any experience writing research papers. I don't know where to start.
I'm having a similar problem. It's not clear to me what I should write about.
A lot of first-year students have difficulty with their first assignment.
I'm glad to hear we're not the only ones.
First, do the assigned reading and take notes on what you think is important.
Actually, I've already done most of the reading.
I have a lot of notes, but I'm not sure what to do with them.
That's a good start. Next, try to make an outline of your research paper. Pick out the three most important points.
I think I can do that.
I'm not sure what the important points should be. Will we be marked down for picking the wrong ones?
No, of course not. As long as you can make a good argument supporting them, it doesn't matter what points you choose.
Okay, so I should write about what I feel is most important?
Yes, exactly. Then just write down your opinions concerning those three points.
But what if I can't think of anything to write about?
Just write whatever you think of. Then when you're finished, go back and rewrite it.
Okay, I'll give it a try. But I still don't have very much confidence at all.
I'll look over my notes again. I think I can use them to put something together.
Why don't you show me your work next week, and I'll give you some more advice based on that.
Questions. Number 32. What do the students say about their progress on the research paper? Number 33. What are the students relieved to hear? Number 34. What does the professor offer to do for the students?